Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The American people have gotten this attitude that tyranny, corruption can't happen here. So now the world marvels at TSA groping us and body scanners and checkpoints and police beating people and taser deaths every day. And our tourism's down $40 million a year and growing. I mean, no one will come here. Everyone is in abject fear of entering this zone. And now they're going after what's left, the free speech, the internet. They're saying they'll secretly arrest you. And then you've got one group of Americans who get more and more delusional, like Soviet Russians or something, who will just do whatever they're told. And they will drink deeply of the Kool-Aid. If Jim Jones said drink Kool-Aid with cyanide, they'd do it. They'd say, drink the sodium fluoride cyanide Kool-Aid, fight Al-Qaeda. They'd be like, ah, they go to their baby right there. The government said do it. They'd give their kids, you know, take shots, whatever, die of cancer, love it. I mean, this is who they are. Well, you know what? Just because a bunch of you want to be slaves and like foreign banks running you and think it's great 12 years ago, they signed secret deals, now public, to steal all the military death benefits of troops, and you just think it's fun to have Bank of America and others taking people's houses that were completely paid for and they didn't have the deed to, and you think it's great to have the Federal Reserve, you know, giving itself tens of trillions of our tax money, and you think it's great. I mean, you think it's great? Well, you know what? I don't have to be a slave just because you want to be a slave and call me a kook, because I'm super informed, super involved, super active, super red-blooded, as Americana as it gets, baby. I'm an American, but more importantly, I'm a human being who loves liberty. And you're not. You're a timid, boot-licking creature. What did Patrick Henry say? Forget that you are our countrymen, our brethren. Forget that you are our countrymen and our brethren. Will you guys print me the Patrick Henry speech? Thank you. And the Cicero again. I forgot to read it. Thank you. May the chains set lightly upon you. Just Patrick Henry's speech. May the chains set lightly upon you. That'll pull it up. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Enjoy. Oh, you've got a wonderful life. Enjoy it. Cowering in fear. You know, real cowards don't even ever get to the level of physical fear. Or conscious fear. They're afraid of just being looked at and not being trendy. And so they tell them, hey, live in slavery, total abject collapse of your society, drones bombing you, taser deaths, checkpoints, being groped. They're like, point me in that direction immediately. I mean, if that's what some bimbo reading off a teleprompter says, then I want to be a slave. I want to be an idiot. I want to be a moron. Under austerity, they plan to jack up the property taxes, have carbon taxes, have VAT, money transfer taxes, Tobin taxes, wellhead taxes, and there's articles I see every few days about the economy shutting down. It's good for lowering our carbon footprint. Hey, it's great. The Fortune 100 are all making record profits, but everything else is imploding. Hey, all these old restaurants and clothing stores are all shutting down. Hey, people don't have money for gas. Hey, it's great. It's great, man. Isn't NAFTA and GATT great? Isn't the New World Order great? Isn't it great? Oh, but it's fun to be scared of Al-Qaeda that publicly works for the government and is being used to attack all these countries. You know, in our hour of danger, the FBI director said, we may have to kill Americans secretly in America. Because, you know, the hour of danger is not this government, you know, that is setting up the greatest threat against us. No, it's Al-Qaeda. This hour of danger, 10 years since the 9/11 attacks, that were as phony as a $7 bill. All right, I'm now entering rant phase. We've got Pastor Chuck Baldwin coming up to talk about his excellent book that, by the way, we're carrying at the Infowars.com store, Romans 13. And you may all know about Romans 13. You may know that it's out of context, that you're supposed to find the nearest tyrant and start worshiping them. That's what God says. And they've got the clergy response team newscast where they say the preachers are taught to tell you to go to the nearest FEMA camp. By the way, I'm not joking about that. Well, this needs to be given to your police chief, your pastor. Talk about a key info weapon. It's available at Infowars.com. It's only 130-something, 144 pages total. Long, full of quotes, very easy read. Available at Infowars.com. A key weapon, just like the Agenda 21 book at Infowars.com is, Behind the Green Mask. Get it to everybody. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Opportune time, a fortuitous time to get Pastor Chuck Baldwin on, who, of course, also ran for president back in 08 on the Constitution Party. It's a good time to get him on because we have decisions to make in this country. Who we're going to serve? God, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, common sense, our heritage, or this global corporate fascist crony capitalist, anti-free market, new world order. The book is Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, second edition. Timothy Baldwin and Chuck Baldwin wrote it with his son. And it is an excellent book. It's only 144 pages long and breaks down with the scriptures. Of course, I've read a lot of the Bible, so I know. I mean, the whole Bible is about people standing up against corrupt governments and rebuking them and many times being killed. So the misinterpretation of Romans 13 saying, what was Hitler's favorite verse? Stalin used it too with Christians in Ukraine. You know, God says submit to government. Well, that's not what it really says. Christ and others are saying give to God what's God's and to the state the things that are the state. But then it's all in a larger context. So that's coming up. And I want to get his take on the fact that everything we warned about is unfortunately unfolding. Congress being told, we'll play some clips of this as well, that, no, we don't come to you for war powers. We go to the UN. So not only are they saying, hey, the president has the war powers, which is an impeachable offense, and impeachment proceedings have been initiated. We're going to get into that. But he's saying, I do it for the UN and NATO, as he said last year in his resolution, when Congress started suing him, 10 members, saying, you can't launch a war in Libya and use our troops and military and aircraft without congressional authorization. They said, well, we have the authorization of the UN, and I do it for their credibility. This is beyond treason. It is sedition. It is espionage. It is a foreign occupation. It's a coup d'etat. And our article, linked and read at InfoWars.com, is coup d'etat. Pentagon and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. On top of that, the head of the FBI, FBI director, fails to refute state-sponsored murder of American citizens on U.S. soil. Incredible video. That's coming up. And now Homeland Security is calling mainline reporters. We have copies of the emails, and I've talked to one of the reporters off record. I interviewed one of the sources yesterday on air. And Homeland Security said, you better not interview that engineer exposing the scanners as frauds. We're going to give you a warning. Don't interview them. State police are now calling 590, our local affiliate, where we're number one in some demographics, number two in the others, telling them, why is Alex Jones on air trying to get me kicked off the air? They think they can intimidate the radio station. Folks, this is so un-American. It's so anti-freedom, period. Communist China, I'm going to cover this with Pastor Baldwin, is now passing a secret arrest, secret torture, secret killing bill, and saying, hey, America did it, modeled after the NDAA. That's Reuters. I mean, this is incredible. So they're going for broke now. They've eaten around the edges for a long time. Now the slippery slope, we're going fast down that slide. But here's a little minute and a half clip. 3 years after I was sent secret Homeland Security documents, just like I was sent MIAC, saying the veterans are the number one threat to Homeland Security and gun owners and Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin and everybody else. Nobody believed it when I got that, but it was real. I was given secret documents from two different pastors. Well, one of them I was given by Pastor Butch Paul from a pastor. I talked to the pastor. Then another one sent me the same info where they were approached and told, get everybody ready to go to FEMA camps. We'll pay you. This was in Iowa. And then another one was in Ohio. And prepare folks and say it's of the Lord to go to the camps during emergencies. People didn't believe it, even though it had phone numbers and documents. Then, about a year and a half after, they released newscasts around the country with preachers saying, martial law, will it ever become a reality in America? And that's how the news clip starts. The very first word is cut off. It's the only version we have. This was in Louisiana. This aired in New Orleans. But I've got other newscasts, and I've talked now. It's over 100,000 preachers have been recruited and paid to spy on their flocks and tell them, give their guns up, take the vaccines, go to the camps when the attack happens. So right out of the Soviet Union, I'll play that clip, go to Chuck Baldwin, because his book is all about this. And if we reach out and warn the pastors or identify those that are really Homeland Security wolves, we can stop these globalists. Here's a clip of the preachers turned into secret police.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville. Now, you noticed, she goes on to say clergy response teams were used during Katrina for gun confiscation and did a good job. You can just type in clergy response teams into YouTube and watch it. But we're going to Pastor Chuck Baldwin here. But you notice they said, help the government deal with its biggest threat, we the people. And that government is above us, and we need to learn to serve them. No, we are the government here in the United States. That's what so I guess George Washington was of the devil to fight the corrupt king. I guess all the prophets in the Bible who rebuked the kings and stood up. I guess when John the Baptist went into Herod and said, you're of the devil. I guess Herod was the good one. And John the Baptist, he was the bad. I guess Christ saying no to governments was bad. I guess Paul was bad. According to our devil preachers, they are. Now, again, this book is so well written, so well documented, available at Infowars.com, Romans 13. Pastor, great to have you here. I did that big intro here because I wanted people to see an example of how big an issue this is. What did you think of that little clip we just played?
Yeah, that's incredible, and I'm so glad that you introduced the subject by playing that. I know of pastors myself, we have spoken, and they have showed me the materials that they receive at these training centers. So the stuff that you're talking about, these clergy response teams, that's not hyperbole. That is actuality. It's reality. It's happening. They are trying to prepare pastors in America to be the one who stands up in the pulpit and in front of the congregation and encourages them to surrender their firearms and, if necessary, do whatever else the federal government might deem necessary regarding whatever emergency is declared. So this is exactly the reality that you're talking about.
Please continue, Pastor.
Well, that's why Tim and I wrote the book. For the decades and decades, preachers have been indoctrinated in this fallacious interpretation of Romans chapter 13. Obey the government no matter what. And this is such a problem. That coupled with the 501c3 tax exempt status of the churches, I think is the 1-2 whammy as to why the churches in America today are neutered. So Tim, as you know, is a constitutional attorney. He's an expert in the Constitution. And he and I collaborated together and wrote this book on Romans 13 because we just had to get the truth of the real meaning of Romans chapter 13. And not just Romans chapter 13, Alex, but the entire rest of Scripture. Now, when Paul penned Romans chapter 13, he was not introducing a new doctrine to the church. He was simply reiterating what had been stated throughout the Scriptures, Old and New Testament. So we take the Bible, we go back into the Old Testament, we go through the New Testament, we quote the theologians and the philosophers of early America and beyond that, and we show that the historical teaching of Christianity has never been to obey the government no matter what. We believe that government is of God. We believe that good government is of God. We believe that we must follow the good principles that God has established in natural law that relates to all government, whether it's civil or family or business, whatever it may happen to be. There's all kinds of government. But that each governing authority has a responsibility to God to obey the principles that God has established in his word, that no authority, even civil authority, is above the natural law principles of God. And so we go back into the scriptures, both testaments, hundreds of scripture references, philosophers and theologians of early America and beyond that, and we prove conclusively that the 2,000-year history of Christianity has always taught that government itself must submit to the fundamental natural law principles of God. And when it doesn't, it is the duty and the responsibility of men to resist that evil government and to stand for those sacred principles which God has enshrined in His Word.
And that's why we have the famous quote by the founders, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Exactly. Ben Franklin said that, and that's why he could say that, because he understood these natural law principles that I'm talking about, as did Jefferson and the rest of the founding fathers. And if we don't get the preachers of America to shake off this asinine interpretation of Romans chapter 13 to obey the government no matter what, we are going to repeat the fate and the destiny of Germany, as you just mentioned in your monologue opening this series, because that is exactly what he did. The Nazi regime took Romans chapter 13. They created entire messages around that fallacious interpretation, sent it out to the churches and the pastors, and then they regurgitated it in their pulpits in Nazi Germany. The net result was 14,000 evangelical churches in Germany when Hitler was rising to power. Of those 14,000 evangelical churches, 800 stood against him. 800, 5% of 14,000 tried to resist. The others, the 95%, went right along with Hitler. And, of course, the rest is history.
But according to the preachers we played earlier, you should have gotten on your knees and worshipped Hitler or Stalin or Pol Pot or anybody. I mean, it's just asinine. I'm not a preacher, but I know Sunday school. The whole Bible is about resisting tyrants and Pharaoh and everybody else. I mean,
absolutely,
it's ridiculous. I mean, how do preachers with a straight face say, well, go ahead and go along with abortion. The government wants it. We're the government.
Yeah, well, there's several reasons as to why. I think some of them, it's a matter of cowardice and convenience, quite frankly. You know, many of them have become glorified politicians. They're climbing the corporate ladder. They don't want to make waves, and they don't want to cause controversy. You know, they've got their paycheck, they've got their retirement, their 401k, their insurance premiums are paid.
Yeah.
You know, they're sitting very comfortably. And they don't want to jeopardize that.
And, of course, it's that careerism and cover your rear end and don't have any real values that is going to destroy the country and going to destroy everybody's future and career. That's what all these go-along, get-alongs don't get. America's been great because we did resist tyranny. We were far from perfect, but we resisted to the greatest extent, and it created incredible blessings. And now as soon as we ignore what America was founded on, all of our blessings are draining out.
Exactly. And I think the key is the pulpit. I really do. And that's why Tim and I wrote this book. I'm so glad you're offering it. It is absolutely fundamentally critical that Christians, if we can get the layman, if we can get the church leaders of America to understand the true meaning of Romans chapter 13 and begin insisting that their pulpits teach the truth relative to Romans 13, we can see a difference in this country. The churches have the power to change the direction of the country. But as long as this fallacious interpretation of Romans 13 is prevalent, nothing is going to be done. That's why Tim and I wrote Romans chapter 13, The True Meaning of Submission.
Well, you're right, and that's why I'm promoting this book. I see it as a key weapon of truth against the corruption of the globalists, to at least educate people in the churches and the pastors that can be reached with this information. I've talked to some people that go in and ask their pastor, even of many years in some cases, about the clergy response team, and suddenly the preacher calls them behind closed doors, starts asking them questions, tells them, don't go down that road, I don't want to have to report you. I mean, these preachers think they're living in East Germany or in communist China during the Christian purges. To sit there and say, I don't want to have to report you, as if it's illegal to say, hey, you're not in a secret relationship with the government, are you? I mean, it's so bizarre that how these preachers get into the role of classic spies. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just like they have the preacher and the mayor are the bad guys and are the collaborators in Red Dawn, which is fictitious. That was made back in the early 80s. You know, everybody hissed at them in the movie theater when I was a little kid going to see that with my dad. I mean, everybody, even as a kid, I knew the bad guy was the person, you know, spying on the citizens. And now they're like, you better be quiet. Yes, I do work for Homeland. How do you know about this? Like they get off on, I have secret meetings with Homeland Security and I spy on my flock. And I've talked to high-level Baptist preachers here in town after some of their members told me about it. And they hand out at the big churches sheets saying, don't even discuss politics or issues at church barbecues at the park or in the pews because of separation of church and state. But then Obama, as you know, 2 weeks ago, put out a film calling on, quote, African-Americans for Obama. And in it, he says, I want team leaders and election leaders in your churches. Turn your churches into engines of my reelection campaign. Now, he knows he can do that because there really is no separation of church and state. Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Government can't get involved, but churches can do whatever they want. So he knows it's a buffalo telling churches you can't believe politically involved, but they selectively threaten the 501c3 while at the same time using the churches for their own aims. But how did they get preachers to be such incredible agents of government?
Boy, that is a great question. You know, I was very involved in the Moral Majority, as you know, back in the 80s. Dr. Jeff Rallo asked me to be the executive director of the Florida Moral Majority, which I was. And yeah, I really saw the inside of all of that. And there was a progression that took place, or degression, how you want to say it, that took place during that time. I think what happened was, and this is what I believe, having experienced it firsthand and seeing the inside of how all that worked and how it developed, Alex, I really believe what happened was the preachers and the Christian leaders, the so-called religious right in America during that time, were so desirous to obtain a seat at the table. And that's a phrase that I heard at a national press conference I was present at in Washington, D.C., when Gary Bauer actually said that. All we want is a seat at the table. Well, they got their seat at the table. And once they tasted the benefits and the luxuries of being able to sit at the king's table, they made a decision that that's what they wanted, and they were not going to give it up no matter what. And the principles and convictions that drove them to get involved and to try and make a difference in our country back there in the late 70s and the early 80s became a desire to seek the king's benefit. And as a result, since then, the government quickly found the politicals, the power elite, quickly figured out that these preachers and Christian leaders could be easily bribed through a variety of methods, phone calls from the White House, invitations to private dinners.
Well, I was about to say, Pastor, I'm glad you're giving us this inside baseball. I saw the city council sell out for $50+ million to help build a Formula One track with our tax money just because they got invited, reportedly in the future, to sit in the box with the rich people. I mean, literally, a lot of times people sell out just to be invited to the party, not even for money. It's so pathetic what you just pointed out. But then now they're getting money under Bush and now under Obama.
Right.
It's totally unconstitutional. Faith-based initiative, it turns out, secret, you know, vans, big screen TVs, AV equipment. They even get small churches to sell out for a few thousand dollars of government money to churches. That's totally illegal. Can you speak to that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I, you and I both railed against that back when G.W. Bush first introduced that, this whole faith-based initiative program, which took, taxpayer dollars and gave them directly to churches. And as soon as I found out that was going on, I recognized immediately what was happening. This was nothing more than a bribe to silence the churches and to get the corporation in whatever it was that the government was doing at the time. And you're right. I mean, they're doing it for their Christian schools, their private schools. They're doing it for many of their so-called missionary projects, et cetera. They're getting faith-based initiative monies. And as a result of that, they're not going to say anything contrary to whatever the government would wish them to do, because they are getting a direct benefit from the government for being culpable in all of this.
And that's state-run media. I mean, that's right out of China and Russia. I mean, under communism, you still had churches. They were just government-funded and certified. Pastor Chuck Baldwin's our guest. Folks, the book is Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. I think it dovetails nicely with Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21. Both these books are key for pastors, members of your flock. The fight is going on for the heart and soul in these churches. Take your churches back. Not just take your states, counties, and cities back. Nullify the globalist brainwashing at your church level today. Get the books at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Even though we see tyranny all around us, now it's becoming clearer to people. Now folks that are in denial are easier to reach out to. I mean, look, I just read you Time Magazine admitting a private banking coup over Europe and open private world government. You can type world government, global governance in to a search engine, click news, and get hundreds of articles per day. We've done it on air. We've shown you. When the G20 meets, sometimes there's thousands of articles. Or when Davos meets, and they're openly saying, oh, we just got an idea for the big mega banks to set up a corporate government, unaccountable, because we're the experts and we'll run things. Here's Time Magazine. Regime change in Europe, Greece and Italy amount to bankers' coup. You see that? And that's what's happening here, but it's totally illegitimate. I want to get into actual Bible verses, and even if you're not a Christian, folks, the point is this country says it's 80% Christian, 100 plus million people go to church every week. They really do what their preachers tell them instead of going to the Bible. You need to find a preacher that actually goes to the Bible, and that sounds simple. That's not what's happening. But even if you're not a Christian, understand that's what's governing this country to a great extent, is the churches neutralized. It was the churches that gave the moral support to fight the greatest empire the world had ever seen and defeat it. Back then, the preachers across the denominations wore black. It was called the Black Brigades that led the war. Some of the first people to die were preachers at Lexington and Concord. They were leading the fights. They were handing out the muskets in the churches. They would keep the muskets in the churches. Now look at it. I mean, you talk about servile, demonic creatures. There have been a few national TV preachers that I've seen speak out against this evil. One of them was that preacher out of Florida that died a few years ago. I remember I go to my grandma's house, she'd have him on, he'd be talking about it. There's very few out there that are actually covering this. And now, I want to get into the Romans 13 book, which is so important, available at Infowars.com. Get it to every one of your preachers. It's a good test to see, because a lot of times they're not pushing the clergy response team stuff publicly. They're waiting till the crisis happens. You need to identify. I mean, you'll see some of the messages about do what government says and don't talk about politics here and, you know, don't organize in this church. That's a telltale sign. Some of them are overtly admitting their clergy response teams are part of InfraGuard. You need to give them this book and ask them, Pastor, read this and tell me what you think. A month later, did you read it? If not, why? And then I think you should find a different church if they won't even read the book and won't even tell you what they think. Or if they tell you they're for it, you should try to intervene with them and get past the fake authority of one of these preachers. They only have authority when they're doing God's work. And you know, they sit there and try to brush you off. You say, listen, this isn't a game, okay? I mean, imagine, I grew up hearing about China where the preachers were spies and they had government-run churches. I mean, that's what this is. So I want to get into it. And you can also call and get the book, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's 1995, very handsome book as well. So that's good to get people to read it. But I know that I had Dave Mustaine at my house this weekend, a Christian, and he happened to see it out of all these books laying around. And he's like, wow, what's this? I said, oh, have a copy. And I talked to him a few days ago. He's like, oh, that's an amazing book. So, again, it really pops out at people. And when you purchase it, it supports Pastor Chuck Baldwin's work and also our work here. And, again, I think it really dovetails with Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. Great to give your pastors, but also city council, county commissioners, you name it. These are InfoWar weapons that are, you know, short books, but very well written. I want to get more into the book here in a moment, but shifting gears into the wider area, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate, constitutional expert, his son, a constitutional lawyer, writing the book with him. I have the headline, Coup d'etat, Pentagon, and Obama declare Congress ceremonial. I don't know. I didn't ask this for the interview, but it's been out for 2 days. I don't know if you've seen the video of Panetta SecDef and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying, no, we don't come to Congress for war. We go to the UN for that authority. But, yeah. Okay, so you did see it. I want to get your take on that. And I've had constitutional lawyers on. I've had members of the military on, like Tony Schaefer. They say this is illegal and it is treason. What do you say?
I say ditto. Yeah. Can you imagine, after reading George Washington's farewell address, when he very plainly and succinctly states in no uncertain term that America should avoid at all costs foreign entanglements, that we should seek peace and free trade with all nations, but that we should never get involved in their political affairs. Can you imagine that sentiment? And then turning around and hearing what Mr. Panetta said, is that Congress, the Congress of the United States, is not the agent by which America goes to war or not, but the United Nations or any other international organization that might apply. The egregiousness of this is so severe that it really does strain the imagination. I think what it does show is the boldness of these globalists today. They assume that there's nothing that is going to be done to challenge them. They assume that they can get by with this. They assume that they are going to to accrue this power unto themselves and that no one is going to resist them.
It's total hubris. In fact, everybody I've talked to, including you, says the same thing. The senators said they had trouble. They were actually catching their breath. They had adrenaline rushes because the treason was so open. The crime was so huge. I mean, the cornerstone being assaulted. Everyone I've talked to says the same thing, that it's staggering, that it's shocking, because for those of us that do know history, I mean, Congressman Jones has introduced the impeachment resolutions, you know, points out that the cornerstone of the republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. And he goes on to say it's a high crime and misdemeanor if the president took this power. But to say he does it under a foreign power is espionage. It'd be like helicopters landing with foreign troops and saying they've taken the Capitol over. I mean, it's just... It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And again, I think it's because they assume that they're going to be able to get by with it, and of course they're not. But going back to the Romans 13 book, I think this is why the Romans 13 book is so important, is because how many preachers are going to stand up in their pulpits when they hear this information, and they're going to say to their people, this is unconstitutional, this is immoral, this is un-American, and this is unbiblical. And then go into the scripture and highlight the principles from the Word of God to establish in the hearts and the minds of the people the reasons why this is wrong and why real Americans and real Christians cannot and must not submit to this. This is what's missing. This is what's missing. This is what we had back in 1775. You mentioned it a minute ago. You referenced it. On April 19, 1775, when that shot was fired, heard around the world, at Lexington Green. Well, who fired the shot? Well, the history books don't usually tell you this, but who fired the shot was Pastor Jonas Clark and his male congregants from the church at Lexington. They were the Minutemen that stood on Lexington Green and fired on the Redcoats as they were marching towards Concord to confiscate the firearms and to arrest Sam Adams and John Hancock. It was Christian men and a Christian pastor that literally fired the shot heard round the world, which started our war for independence. Now, that's what's not being taught, and that's what's missing in our society today, is that courageous, bold, black regiment pastor who stands in front of his flock and teaches them the principles of the Word of God with the courage and the conviction of his heart as to what those principles are. The people gather together, and they hear these principles, and they're motivated and inspired by these principles so that when tyranny comes, they can see it, they can identify it, they know what it is, and they know what to do about it.
And that's why the system has tried to take over the churches in every case, because they know, and I'm not trying to get religious here, folks, but I'm being honest with you, they know that the Holy Spirit will direct you to resist tyranny. I mean, if you're really a Christian, folks, and have a relationship with God, you're not going to be able to control yourself to resist tyranny. These people that are scared to resist it and speak out against it, folks, if you've got God living in your heart, you can't control yourself to resist tyranny.
Oh, amen to that. And that was what was so critical about the Revolutionary War period. And that's why they were called the Black Regiment. That was a moniker that was given by the Crown. Because what was going on was these preachers, all denominations, this cuts across every denomination, all the denominations of that period were trumpeting forth these principles that we're talking about here. And it so incensed the British Crown that they referred to them as the Black Regiment. They gave them that moniker because, number one, they went to the pulpits with the black robes, and that's where the black came from. And then the regiment, they referred to that military term because they were at the forefront of the independence movement and the liberty movement of that period. And so they referred to them as the Black Regiment. They were so influential in the minds and the hearts and the thinking of the colonial Americans at that time, that they knew that it was those colonial pulpits that was actually behind our war for independence. Without them, there would have been no war for independence. That's what's missing today, Alex. And the reason it's missing, I think, is because of this erroneous, fallacious interpretation of Romans 13. They have just bought into this hook, line, and sinker, and it's made slaves of them. And until the Christians and I, while we want the pastors to get it, look, let's get this out to the Christians. Let's get this out to the church members, the people in the pews. And even those of the listeners right now that are not Christians, you all interact with Christians. You have friends that are Christians. You work with Christians. You're in athletics with Christians. You need to get this book to familiarize yourself with principles of the Scripture so that you can talk to other Christians whenever the opportunity arises, and you can show them from the Scripture what is the true meaning of this issue. If you believe in liberty, whether you're Christian or not, Romans chapter 13 affects you.
Let me pose this question to you, Pastor Chuck Baldwin is our guest. How would you approach, let's say you've been going to a Baptist church, Methodist, Catholic, whatever it is, for 20 years, and you get a letter saying it's of the Lord to turn your guns in. That's now, as you know, happening. Or it's of the Lord to just submit to FEMA, which they're now teaching. Just why are my kids being taught this? How would you approach the pastor, you know, with the information? And then what would you do if they start, you know, trying to intimidate you to shut up, and then you learn that they're actually an agent?
With all due respect, and I've been a pastor for over 35 years, so what I'm about to say, I say with all due respect, there's no way that a Christian who knows the Bible, a Christian who loves God and who loves freedom, could sit in a congregation and participate and give his tithes and offerings and support to a pastor in a congregation that would ask him to submit to tyranny, to confiscate his guns, etc. There's no way. But there comes a point in time where you have to vote with your feet. I know that that's hard for some Christians. And, you have friends at that church, and your family tradition may be in that church, and you love the history of that church, et cetera, et cetera. But there comes a time when if that pastor and that congregation are going to, of their own accord and of their own will, take that congregation into tyranny and ask you or even demand of you that you participate in that servitude, there's no way that a real Christian could sit there and maintain membership there and maintain support there and continue to give their tithes and offerings there. Look, if the people of America, if the churchmen of America would go to their pastors and say, I'm talking about across the board, we are not going to put up with this. We are not turning in our firearms. We are not going to be silenced. We are not going to allow these international tyrants to run over our country, our freedoms, our children's future, etc. And if you don't lead the charge for freedom and truth, then we are going to find a pastor that will. And by the way, I know that there are many, many people listening to you right now, Alex, that are desperate to find a patriot pastor. With your permission, I'd like to give my website, because we have about 500 pastors across America that have volunteered to be on our Black Regiment list.
Oh, good. I didn't even know about this. I want to find one here in Austin.
Yeah. And go to my website. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive.com, all one word, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And there's a link. It says Black Regiment. And you click on that, and it comes up state by state. And you can go to your state, and you can look through the list. And if there is a Black Regiment pastor near where you live, now you have found a man that's willing to stand up for the truth, and you can go to his church.
I hope we don't crash your website, because people are interested in that. It's just fantastic what you're doing. I wanted to play a clip, but I'm going to have to do it when Bob Chapman's on with us, of the FBI director, and it's on Fox News, saying, you know what, I don't know the president's allowed to kill Americans secretly in America. I got to check with him. And, of course, you know Congress gave Obama that power, but just if they could give him the power to fillet children on the White House lawn, you know, a law that's repugnant is still illegal. Marbury versus Madison. I mean, it's just common sense. There's God's law, common law, organic law, whatever you want to call it. You can pass whatever law you want. You can pass a law saying black people aren't humans. But as soon as they stand up and resist, we know who has the moral authority. And as the founder of the Texas Rangers said, nobody in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a coming. And the key is when you just stop caring and say, I'm doing what's right. That's the end of it. I'm coming on against your evil. Evil can't stand against that. It can crush some of us individually, but they cannot kill ideas. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. But you know, to look at the NDAA, to look at Obama saying last year, I don't need Congress. I have the UN. and the Congress has sat there. Well, the next step is going to be Obama marching in his thugs to literally look at the senators and say, no, you don't. You're not involved in war making when the Constitution says that's the law. I mean, this is beyond treason. Pastor, what is it when it's beyond treason? We can ask your son, a constitutional lawyer. I've asked him. I mean, it is sedition. When you're working for a foreign power to overthrow the existing government through a national security state, that is a foreign coup d'etat through traitor operatives. But it's not a government. It's a global corporate system, the New World Order. I mean, what do we do about this? I mean, I've gone on air and called for their arrest. I've called for their impeachment. Within an hour, we learned it had already begun, but they're only saying if he doesn't come now and, you know, admit he has to get approval, then the impeachment proceeding begins. What about Libya? We need impeachment now. We need to, I mean, this is outrageous. Impeachment is not enough.
Yeah, I hear you, Alex. And this is why I think it's important that, and this is a whole other topic, but I just think it's incredibly important that we start recognizing the importance of the states, the power and authority that is God-given to the states. Each state is a nation state with its own natural law, rights, and authority that's been granted to us by God. And whenever we became a nation and the Constitution was ratified, drafted in 1787 and 1789, we did not abandon state governments. We did not become a national
stay there.
Government.
Stay there. Exactly. Now that the feds have killed the state governments that are still there but dormant and are waking up, now the feds are being told, the Congress is being told, you don't count either. It's the UN. It's NATO. I mean, that's what they're saying. We're going to come back with nullification, states' rights, and the Pentagon plan to crush the state straight ahead.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
can run on for a long
time. We have an absolutely completely jam-packed third hour today. Bob Chapman on the economy, on the police state. I'm going to premiere a little three-minute promo of the Dave Mustaine interview. One of the founders of Metallica, Megadeth, you know, rock royalty, came, you know, to Austin, been friends with him for years, but spent time at my home. Just such a great Christian, really strengthened my faith. And I'm not trying to make this religious, but as the world gets worse and worse, I've never hidden my faith. But let me tell you, it's the answer. This is pure evil we're fighting. That's why they're trying to take over the churches. But that Dave Mustaine is going to premiere next hour with some of the zingers of the big hour and a half interview we're going to premiere next week. And I've also got to get into some other videos we're going to air that are just off the charts amazing. Going back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin, the book is Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, second edition. Timothy Baldwin, constitutional lawyer, and his father, Chuck Baldwin, both great men, great minds. And also Behind the Green Mask, UNGEN 21. Both these I'm promoting because they're key info weapons to really unlock minds to understand real threats. And they tie together, both available at Infowars.com. Now, going back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I know you've probably got to go. If you want to stay 5 minutes to the next hour, you can, and we'll then go to Bob Chapman after that. But if you got to go here in 3 minutes, I understand. I should have asked you during the break. But getting into state nullification, I've confirmed under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, I've confirmed from military sources, the feds are preparing to militarily try to invade the states. Remember last year when they said no to TSA? The feds said, we'll run a combat blockade of your airwaves with F-16s. I mean, it just shows how the federal government has been captured by foreign criminals. And but it is the solution. That's why they're so scared of it, Pastor.
Yeah, there's no question. The Federalist Papers, even Alexander Hamilton, was very clear that they anticipated that it would be the states that would jealously guard the liberties and freedoms of the citizens within the states against the overreach of the federal government. This is something that historically true goes all the way back to the foundation of our country and the formation of our Constitution. And I think now there are some states that are beginning to awaken and to re-exert their authority under the Constitution and to begin to resist some of these tyrannical tendencies of the federal government. And I think, you know, what you just said there a minute ago, let's not forget, too, that there's a lot of constitutionalist, God-fearing men in our military that understand what's going on. And they are not. They just flat will not participate in some kind of a coup against the Constitution and the American people if that was suggested or required.
Do you agree with me that the coup with these announcements of NDAA and telling Congress they have no authority over war, is the coup not taking place publicly right now?
Sure it is. It always does. It always has. I mean, that's what was done in Germany. That's what was done in China. It's always done publicly first because you have to prepare the minds and the hearts of people for what is coming. You can't just surprise them with it. They would react negatively. So you have to prepare them emotionally and psychologically and mentally, et cetera. So that's exactly what they're doing. They're in that stage right now where they're trying to prepare the hearts and the minds of people for what they have in store for us.
And that's why we've got to fight as hard as we can to answer it and say no,
exactly.
No.
That's why your show is so important. That's why all these folks around the country that are standing up for freedom and liberty and constitutional government, that's why their voices are so important. And that's why it's critically important that we get the information that you're talking about into the hands of the people, because it an informed society will not enslave itself. They will resist, and God will be with them, and God will strengthen them, and God will encourage them, and I believe that he will help and assist them just as he did our founding fathers over 200 years ago.
Amen to that. I tell you what, stay there. Back in 1 minute, 5 more minutes with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.